The last part of this, we're going to actually turn it back over to the facilitators for just some, you know, general discussion, things that have happened today. Help me with this. What's this?
Just one big major debrief.
Thank you. I knew there was this word in my head that I was not coming up with.
And get
debrief.
Get your needs going, because we are...
Whew, everybody reach your arms up to the sky.
Yeah.
Reach up to the sun. And reach out to the windows and the walls. Ooh, we're
hopefully
the
Namaste in a minute, too.
What's that?
Namaste.
Stretch it down. I would have you do jumping jacks, but we just frankly don't have time. So we just want to follow this up. We feel like if we had more time, we would definitely go into your knowledge and do some debrief around your knowledge. But we can just cross it off for now. And we're trusting that you're taking away a lot of good learning, but we're going to ask you that because today and right now we're going to focus on the needs. And maybe do a quick debrief in terms of your final takeaways, not just what you heard in this last presentation, but more about putting them all together as a nice, neat sandwich today, and how or what do you want to take away from this?
And if you saw something in the presentations that you're going, okay, maybe I could do that, how can I adapt it, but what do I need to adapt it?
So to keep the activity going, everybody hold up your hand either way, stretch your fingers out so you got at least all... digits exposed. I don't know how many you all have, but I'm just going to say digits.
Stretching.
All right. Now, Likert scale on 1 to 5, and you're going to hold up a 1, or you're going to hold up whatever number you want, but scale 1 to 5, 1 being nothing at all, 5 being, oh my gosh, so much. How much have you grown as a career coach today? And you can think about it for a little while. 1, not much at all. 5, oh my gosh, so much. All right, I'm seeing some 3s, some 2s, some 4, 3, 0. Okay.
No, so that's what we need to know.
That's
what
good.
Do you need? What do you need to help grow?
And you can think about that.
Namaste.
First, if you would like to reflect on the day. I got balls, in case we're not talking.
I've got a reflection.
Okay.
I think it's important for us to keep in mind that these collective impact measures, these sector partnerships, can look different. They have a different look. What you heard this morning that's happening in the Denver metro area is quite a different setup than what's happening in Ohio, and very different than what's happening in Southern Colorado. It's not to say that one is better or right or wrong. It's the need of the community and what works best for those players and allowing the employers to stand up front. And I think everything else is secondary to how it can work. So I really hope that you get a chance to go back and talk with folks in your college about, is this going on? To what degree? How can I support it?
I'm going to go to Heidi. Because you didn't get to Heidi earlier.
True point.
I need to go back and ask more questions of how things actually work.
I think you're right, Heidi, in that aspect of we learn so much at the beginning, and then we just kind of get going and we coast. And then we go back and revisit it and go, oh yeah, what have I missed out? What did I miss? What did I intend to do? What do I maybe need to refocus again to maybe circle back or something?
Circle back.
And who do you need to ask those questions to?
For me, I would like to visit more with the program directors and the foundation director and the marketing director.
So those would be like your go-tos, your get these people on board kind of concept. Okay.
What are you thinking, Scott?
Well, my takes
My
takes a little different because I'm not focusing on the career coach aspect. My job is to as I take it, that outreach with the and make those partnerships. And, you know, I can only read so much and see what's a black and white. Mm-hmm. And see what everybody else is doing has given me a lot of ideas and a lot of questions to go back and ask, are we doing this? You know, I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
You know, being new. But I can also claim that being the new guy, I can ask those questions that I don't have to worry about political fallout or anything right. like that. I can claim I'm angry. I don't know any better.
I'm the new guy.
Yeah.
Anne, let's go back to you.
The circling back, or what do I need to refocus?
Anything. What circling back, what do you need, what did you get, your big takeaways?
It's that relationship again with the workforce. You know, I think we have a great personal relationship with the employees at the workforce, but now we need to gain, again, a deeper understanding of how can we best partner and not jump over FERPA boundaries, but how do we work within those boundaries to keep providing for our students.
And what's an idea maybe that you have to start establishing this relationship?
Just going back and really visiting with them again and being more present. And then as our community college, they're going to have they just hired someone to do like a one-stop coordinator. I'm not sure how well it will work with their kind of holistic model, but it'd be great if someone from workforce could be out at our college, you know, even just during those key registration times or advising days or something. That would be nice.
Great.
I don't know if they'll buy it, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you need to help you sell that idea?
A lot of chocolate and a lot of...
You think?
There you go.
Coffee?
You know, so I'd come up and help you. Yeah, I'll take it back to them and we'll kind of raise from
students.
Milana?
Well, I think better partnerships with workforce, but that's something that we're gradually working on, so I don't really think that's a huge takeaway from today. But I think a huge takeaway today for me was, and it probably more came from Anne just bringing it up, and my past and me not revisiting that, and understanding the different cultures and stuff and being able to go back and really work at the students' level. We're looking at retention and stuff. And a lot of this, that's where you've got to come from, is at the students' level.
Do you have any needs? Do you have any needs to help you accomplish this, or...?
Do you want training on that stuff?
I think that's what I was going to say, but I don't know how feasible that is, since we're in the last training and stuff.
This is a wish list, too, by the way.
Okay. I once went to a Ruby Payne conference that was on culture and stuff, and that's where a lot of that. And she was amazing, but it was just kind of a skim the surface type of thing. So to do some really intense stuff on some of that would be, and then do it, because when I did that, I did it from actually an elementary school level, when we talked about, but to do it from a collegiate level and go a little bit deeper into that.
There was an organization or community that actually took the Ruby Payne work and didn't just train their workers, they offered, and it's getting ahead in a just getting by world, and it's the training that's developed for people in poverty. So it's helping them become aware, and not just the people working with them, but the people working with it got the Bridges Out of Poverty workshop, and the people in poverty got the getting ahead in it, just getting by world. And it was really interesting to see their self-awareness. That was cool.
If it's in your community, it could be a really great opportunity for you guys to be coaches or mentors in that program, because you are mentoring those people and really teaching them the tricks of the trade as they go through that model of circles and everybody
else.
Okay,
Chris,
are
you guys doing Bridges or?
Bridges Out of Poverty, Circles, it's all kind of based off of that Ruby Payne original model, but it does exist in Wyoming.
So we may be able to find some kind of pared down trainings that we can deliver online for you, if that seems to be helpful, and I'm happy to investigate that a little bit. We'll talk through.
That'd be cool. Okay,
Well, I know that our programs do a lot of work with the hospital and the people in our community, so there's already a lot of the grow your own going on. So I think I just need to go find out if there's something else that needs to be added to that or something that can improve that in any way. So I don't know what I need, but I'm kind of like, Heidi, I need to go back and find out what I need to know what I need.
Ask the questions
yeah.
and figure it out. Carrie.
I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Like everything feels so organizational, like it's out of my reach almost. And our team on our campus, I feel like we're kind of segregated. I think we all work hard to do what we're doing, but we're in our own mm-hmm. sections. And so seeing all of this, I'm like, well, how can I impact this? It feels so that's
overwhelming to make yeah, connections like, and
yeah. Where do I put any energy or focus to, you know, like I don't know.
Uh-huh. So maybe prioritize where you need to make those connections first.
Because you're trying to implode with the silos.
Yeah.
Like everyone's in their own island, mm-hmm. their yeah. own silo. And the intent is to do this together. Especially right. when you think collective impact-wise.
Right. Well, and I'm thinking even just our CHEO team. Our,
okay.
Like, faculty is doing their faculty thing. Mm. And lead is doing lead. And the instructional design is doing instructional design.
See, that's
and
probably just where to start first.
Yeah.
And then branch out.
We come together and talk and strategize and then go back to our...
You know, Carrie, one of the things that I think you can directly impact almost immediately is to make sure you're sharing those stories. Kinds of things that you talked about with Matt around the PARs, you know, identifying what's the problem, what action was taken, and how did they resolve it. That's powerful business for people that are outside of your work. So start collecting that, and we'll help you distribute those stories. Okay. I don't have a huge collection. We do have a little bit from Flathead, but I know you have a lot of stories because you have a lot of students.
Right. It's yeah. Well, it's just ends up coming down to time. So what am I sacrificing in order to document?
Well, that's kind of your job, though. If we're going to do a nice job of really getting this out there, we have to hear about it. We have to know about it. You can give it to me in a raw form, and between Rutgers and I,
if it would help, you know, one of us can talk to you and you can just tell us the story and we can go from there.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, yeah. You three actually, I'm like, okay, these guys are getting my head kind of going in a direction. So kind of having someone to coach me through getting, establishing
yeah,
those stories.
You know,
so that's good. Because there's so much. Like
right,
but it's all
stories.
It would help me if there was a document that we could look at, and it sounds really crazy, but when there's an assignment, we might do it of five people, five of this, and then we'll call you on this date.
So mm-hmm. Matt suggested that we put together a Google Docs or an Excel spreadsheet of some kind where we collect those stories very specifically, and then we can sort by story type.
Right.
And so... Jeremy and I can help put that together, and then you can just load your stories in there, and then you can use anybody's story, and not just your own. Okay? Does that sound like it might be?
It would be helpful for me to talk to someone.
Interview?
Because getting on my computer, I'm like, now I have these students that I need to go there, and this and that, and then it's like, I'm sacrificing what I'm supposed to be doing.
So what I'll do is either myself or Renee will set up some phone time or once
nice.
And
monthly,
then we'll collect that and
for me
it up and then have it stored.
That'd be great.
But you know, the other thing I'm thinking about, going back to, I think you said something that just kind of resonated with me about so much of this is, I mean, in terms of these incredible partnerships that have been talked about in Cincinnati, in Columbus, and in Denver, it is on an organizational level, but I was thinking about there's a common goal, and I don't think we often talk enough about what is the common goal. What are we trying to accomplish? accomplished with all these different silos. And I'm wondering about if we can kind of, going back in terms of revisiting, it, you know, it is CHIO, it is, well, we have to report back to the feds, mm-hmm. but what is it that we're trying to accomplish? And if everybody kind of writes down two or three words, I would imagine that that might be a good place to talk with them, with your counterparts in each of your institutions, if they're instructors, if they're retention, if they're whatever. Because I think it is a common goal that kind of gets lost in terms of our own job responsibilities.
Right. But, I mean, institutionally, I think there might be a disconnect between the original goal of the grant and our personal passion of what we're trying to accomplish too. So kind of bringing those things together back together. Ultimately, I think there's a thread. But right.
I mean, just kind of seeing where that discussion goes, because if in fact it's about serving patient needs at the end through community development, you're then serving the patients and you're also serving the community by providing training and jobs for the community members who then are going to be more healthy too. I think so, it becomes like a feedback. But it would be interesting for us all to kind of grapple and articulate three goals that may, and maybe only two of them fit for certain people. I don't know.
So I synthesized that as a storytelling document, whether it be a Google Doc or some sort of live phone interview. But I called it the coach the coaches concept, and it could be a monthly check-in, something of that sort, whether it be WebEx or an online or virtual or a check-in kind of concept. It sounds like maybe having that connection and that time to have a voice-to-voice.
It's more like a story pool, though. It's not really a coach the coach. It's more like just collecting those stories that the coaches are really living. That they're surrounded by these stories every day. And so how do we harness that?
Yeah, I heard that for sure, but I also heard a flavor of needing some sort of go-to for when it comes to having these conversations with our departments or having these conversations with our own teammates. Like, if there's a disconnect between passion and the original goal of the grant, or if the CHIO team itself is a barrier, then that sounds like that needs some sort of intervention.
And I think sometimes it's just us that only do our job, sit around a table and say, Anne, how did you get that done? Christy, how did you get that relationship with your, and just us sitting around talking about it, so that we're getting ideas from each other versus people that really are not in our world. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Every kind of people.
Yeah. I want to impose myself and be intrusive into your world. But I am, because I think lots of times if we can brainstorm just between ourselves versus getting an outsider to give us advice,
gotcha.
To me that often isn't relevant to my world. And even my world is completely different than Christy's, although I could get a lot of information from you, but I live in little rural Colorado.
Mm-hmm. It's a
beautiful campus, though. Yeah. It truly is, but it's such a rural place that using some of these huge ideas that other people have, they're not realistic. I mean, I spoke with Matt on the phone, and most of his ideas, every time I'd say, I'm in rural Colorado, you know, there's a campus of barely 1,500 students for all of the programs. Mm-hmm. And his ideals were about this, you know, what would work in New York City. I need things that are in my world.
Right, because even your surrounding towns aren't that big either.
No, there is no large surrounding.
Yeah, there isn't. I mean,
can we get CHIO belt buckles? Like giant CHIO cowboy belt buckles? Yes. Bigger.
Go Roper!
I don't want to wear CHIO Roper. No, but it would attract attention if we could talk about our giant belt buckles.
They need to be lean.
I'm writing belt buckles down.
I know.
Oh, write Go Roper down too.
I think Kate is senior up.
So what did I've lost the question now. Takeaways for today?
Takeaways,
what do you need?
Wish list need.
Yeah.
Just go big with
me. Well, I got mine. She was here today with me. So I think just the communication between her and I today, and talking about the Greater Metro, I don't know, it's just too big. We're already talking about, because it is overwhelming. We're already, because we know, we have a pool of employees, we have, I mean, we've done a lot of this groundwork, we've reached a lot of these people that we talked about, but we don't have money, the funding, that's something we really, I need to find this money for these students, because we can't get financial aid, our students don't have enough credits. I mean, it's just so frustrating. I sat with a group of caregivers and an agency that let me come and talk to their employees about becoming CNAs, and they were all like, I could make $5 more an hour, but my car broke down yesterday. I have a child. I mean, how can we? And that's why it was really nice to have her here today. So my takeaway is that we're gonna really.
So talking about funding, all of the stuff that we build, how is that sustained once this grant is over?
Sustainability is huge, and I think that needs to be on top priority on everybody's mind, because you don't want it to go away as soon as the grant money is gone. So sustainability is huge.
And I think that's one of the things, as a lead here listening to this, I think that's where the stories really come into play. So me as a lead working with Christy, I know she writes this stuff down. I mean, I've seen her paper, but it's my job now to work with her to really track those down, whether she hates the thought of me saying I'm serious,
another
because
we've
talked about this, another spreadsheet, because I think but you know what, it has to be done. If we're talking about sustainability, we have to do it.
But you know, Mandy, let's I want to take, you guys have this, and I don't know that it's unique, but it's definitely different than my relationship with the project lead, because since I've been in this job, not too many years, 3 different program leads. There isn't that even, you know, it's like going to a different doctor every time. Because you don't get that consistency and everybody knows what's going on. And so that investment isn't there.
You need to establish a framework.
You have a fabulous lead right now, and I see her finishing it out, and she is very invested. I jump on that.
I bet she kind of, because she just found out she's pregnant. So I'm going to see that one even.
9 months from now is
July. July, she's due. So I see even that one kind of weakening. Not necessarily going away, but.
Well, we'll have another Keo member, I guess.
She gets a baby cramp.
It's tough. I mean, a lot. And it's, I'm probably the one consistency with Keo from beginning to end. At OJC. No joke.
Start applying for jobs in Cheyenne. You can do the other.
I'm coming up with
you.
There
you go. Can Cheyenne handle
Arizona? Anna and I get along well.
I believe
that. I was worried about the rest of the resources. You know, and use us. You know, if you can use Christy, or if you can use Maria, I mean, as a lead, I burn her phone all the time because I've got a lot of questions. We've got our own, we all know our challenges. So, you know, if we find a template that works and we share with you, and you can modify that. But we do, it's time for us to start capturing the story.
And that's why I said but I'd like us to sit around and talk some, just to have some really in-depth conversations. Because I really don't even know how they're making it work there, or how they're making it work.
So I see a happy hour in your future, not too long from now.
Well, and I just want to reiterate, Gina, and the workforce. My husband works for the workforce, but he works with disabled veterans. But it's amazing how much money is out there. That, I mean, I had no idea. Had no idea until he started working there. And the proprietaries are taking advantage of it, because it's amazing how much their programs cost. It aligns to almost exactly how much money they can get from the workforce. So I think we really need to start taking more advantage of that, and not the proprietary so much.
Yeah, my husband did energy auditing, and I mean, they were paying $1,500 a student through the workforce for that training. It was, you know, amazing,
right,
how many dollars flowed in that.
But they found out how much was available. You can't.
And you know, and that is true.
It's a problem. It's there, but you don't know it's there.
People my husband works with, I don't know if he let slip to one of the proprietaries that said, oh, we can give $4,000. So it's amazing that their program cost went up from $1,500 to $4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right, so we've got ask more questions, circle back. These are all needs or things that you might be doing, next steps. Needing a deeper understanding and a partnership expansion with workforce. Needing a workforce rep to be on campus for registration, perhaps. Needing trainings on culture, biases, and other related topics at a collegiate level. Having a story pool or some sort of storytelling document. Coach the coaches or some sort of monthly phone check-in or some sort of interview process that keeps you in check with each other. Brainstorming with each other, not just with us outsiders like Tara and me. It's okay. I won't take it personally. Just kidding. Have belt buckles. Funding for students. Sustainability and potentially even a training on sustainability, like a nice webinar or some sort of process like that. An in-depth conversation with the leads. Those are the needs so far. Anything else? Go big picture. Go big. Like, don't even think dollar sign. Just think, this is what I know I need.
Can I ask a clarifying question about the monthly phone check-ins and the coach to coach? Can you give me any other information that I can use to help morph what's already in place?
Can I say base camp has helped a little bit? Because I have enjoyed, and I kind of feel stupid going, well, I asked the question a little while ago, I'll ask another one. But it has helped at least to say, I'm just going to put it out there and done. And it's not the emails going around necessarily, but it's all right there. And I've gotten back to conversations on that. What did I ask? Of, oh, yeah, this is where this is located. So for me, I don't know about the rest of you, but some of that base camp has helped.
What else would you like to see?
I mean, all my answers answered on base camp.
The best of our ability, yes. So when we do the monthly coffee talks, we just went through a coach-to-coach session with a private. What else?
And I think maybe what I was talking about is it's nice to have the monthly meetings on the phone, but it's not the same as sitting here in person with each other. So,
and it's structured. Ranks again. I mean, it's like before the last one, Chris Sierra, like, who's on? Nobody. Okay, what do you think about Ito? I mean, where we could ask kind of what LaBona's saying.
More, so maybe be like initiating that, picking up the phone and saying, hey, can the three of us get together?
Yeah.
Could you come down to Colorado and we'll meet at?
Well, you and Ann could do that. Christy could. I mean, you know, there are four schools that are pretty close in proximity.
Who's hosting?
I think Jeremy started it for us. For the queer coach, Jeremy started it.
Short skip on the job.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's why it's the only base camp I knew about was Rutgers.
No, they all the groups have their own.
Can they
Yeah. Who's ready to leave? You're all here again tomorrow, aren't you? All right.
Are you here tomorrow?
No.
So I wanted to really thank the facilitators because I think any of the conversations. And you know, bring your balls next time.
Yeah.
Oh, something so much more fun than these things.
But we really appreciate that.
You have the right crowd.
Yeah. And we'll collect all of the notes and we'll transcribe them.
Cool.
So, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Without facilitators, it just doesn't work.
I want to thank you guys. I learned a lot today.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot. So thank you.
Perfect. All right. 8:45 tomorrow morning. We group again, and tomorrow is entirely focused on the career hub. So, thank you so much. Enjoy the evening. Look at the restaurants. There's great places to eat.